Aussie Midwives, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. Babies often come quickly at the end. In novels, the first thing focused on after a birth is the cry of the new baby. In real life, sometimes it's the sound of a first-time father hitting the floor and his camera skidding across the tiles. Dads don't get a lot of attention because everyone else is busy up the business end, and no matter how many classes a couple may attend together, birth is usually more intense than they ever dreamed. In case you're worried about that, Dad, he was fine. A little sheepish, but a hero to me because he cared so much that he fainted. So even though we all know how it works, you never know what to expect when someone is having a baby. I've always worked in my small rural hospital with about 300 births a year, though I'm also privileged to volunteer in obstetric education with like-minded doctors and midwives from across the country. In our hospital, we only book in low-risk women because we don't have specialist paediatricians or obstetricians on hand, but it's not unusual to have an unexpected breech baby pop out in the middle of the night, or a set of 28-week twins decide they're not waiting for a care flight helicopter to come and retrieve their mother first. We're good at managing until help arrives in the next hour, or two, or six, and our caesarean birth rate is low. By we, I mean the midwives and the three multi-skilled local doctors who practice obstetrics along with everything else in GP land and do most of the on-call medical roster. For me, working rurally is a joy. It's not unusual to have been there for the birth of the mother herself or even when both parents of this new baby were born. Some women fly in the door, push out their baby and go home 4 hours later because they prefer to rest with their families. Other mothers stay for days. Sometimes the dads stay too, while mum and baby perfect their breastfeeding or savour the peace. The best scenario is when you see a woman in antenatal clinic and parenting classes, then support her through labour, settle mother and baby into their room afterwards, and are there the next day as the parents give that first baby bath. Later, you have the pleasure of waving goodbye on discharge, with dad carrying the baby and a displaced first child hanging onto their mother's hand. There's a lot of job satisfaction in that.